We're at the end of 1:30 here. So he says a very big chiddush that the entire creation is made to make a tikkun, in the Bria, and therefore there is nothing which is purely ra. There's nothing which is pure ra. The purpose of every ra is in order to be defeated, and therefore every ra has to have an ounce of tov in it. And he goes so far as to say that
Is Ra the same as evil? Is
yeah,
it that even?
yeah, yeah. It is evil, but it has a. It's made to bring out a toiv.
Made to be bringing out a tov is different than having a small component of tov.
Yes. So he goes that far as to say that it has a small component of tov in it, and he
Oh,
brings
he
a
says that.
yes, and he brings a mashal. And he brings a mashal to it, and he says, the best mashal for this concept is the creation of man himself. Man is kulei toif. The purpose of man is to Hashem is for us to have toif, but lemaisa, the man is cloaked in a guf, and the guf is not so good. And then the guf dies. The guf goes into the ground. But it's going to come out again to Chesed Mason. So the tov will come out. But he says, in order for that to happen, it can't remain as a pure ra. Because remember, he said in the beginning of the Sefer that the guf is the expression of Hester Panim. So how could you have Hester Panim with no Gilui? So by Misa, you're ending up having Hester Panim with no Gilui. Hashem is just being hidden with no sense of the real Gilui of Hashem.
But a Gili is
Gilui
what?
is a revealed part of Hashem. So he's mechadish here. To me, it's a massive chiddush, which obviously doesn't mean anything. It just means I didn't know about it before. But he says it's something called the Havla de Garmi. Havla de Garmi. Anyone else heard of that term ever? Huh?
I don't know.
Havla de Garmi, it's the hevel of the stones, of the bones, which he says that even, listen to this, it's going to blow your mind away. Even if that person dies, there is a minute portion of their neshama that stays in their guf until Tchiyas HaMeisim. Because otherwise, it would be an expression of pure Hester Panim, and that cannot be like that. So there has to be a segment of the neshama that stays in the guf. And when the Tchiyas HaMeisim comes, the Tchiyas HaMeisim comes and revives it from that little piece of neshama that's still there.
Hides itself in the loose bone.
Yes, that's what he says.
I'm sure. It's interesting because.
Yeah, so he says that there is nothing that can turn into pure ra.
Interesting because it's all under the assumption that what's the ikkar of the person, the shama, it's not like he said. He says the adam is like the cloak, whatever. You
The goof.
say, you say in a kind of shama, like kind of shama, it's not to be. Right, so what's the B? Who's B?
It could be just you saying my goof.
Right, sounds like
But
from there that. So is
what defines a person is definitely the neshama. The goof is just a temporary little sweater.
this piece that hides itself in this bone, does it feel a sense of separation and longing
I'm sure it
for the
does.
other portion, the
I'm
other
sure it does.
99% of
I'm sure it
his
does.
soul?
It says, well, which the more you learn this stuff, the more you understand the terrible avla and terrible
Avos what?
misdeed in cremation. Because the person is not allowing that piece of neshama to have a place to exist. It's pretty horrible. So
It's the same way the Vesamim dishes as with the Koisel. It's the same
what?
idea. Here it brings it's the same idea of the Koisel with the Vesamim dish. It was destroyed, still has one part of his.
Yeah. There is no. I gave this muscle, right? That energy doesn't get lost; it just gets changed of form, right?
I didn't get that much.
No, I'm saying that's true. That fact, scientific fact. I think that this idea in science, same thing. Shem create a certain amount of energy. You can't really destroy it. It just takes on a different form. Everything in the world was created to be a toif. There's sometimes it's cloaked in hester, but the hester and the gilui have to mix. You can't just have a situation of pure hester body. Now, Amar Hashem Kolel Dvar Misyashim Ahalev. He means Vada Kilu Ya Al Gavar Kumoyes and Giyakapov. He Avol Es Hatoiv Yikayim Yosem Alav Hara. The Ra will eventually disappear. Now, according to the Tfunas that I have at home, from Ois number 132 and on, which is what we're up to. Okay.
I'm sorry, y'all, right now.
132. You're just starting it. According to the one I have at home, this is now the second half of the Sefer. What? Yeah, you agree? this is now starting the second segment, so to speak, of the Sefer. Till now, we've been discussing. In the previous section, we learned about how God never totally abandons the world and how he does not allow things to become completely destroyed. This principle is what enables the system of to be rectified. Having understood this, we can now begin to learn about the actual process through which this rectification takes place, as the rabbi had promised at the beginning of part three. So now, we're taking all the background that we studied till now, and now he's going to start talking about, so how did the tikkun actually happen? What is the process of tikkun that we are living towards? Amar Secha, Ata Naschil. Now we will start, B'seder tikkunoi shel oilam, in the seder of the tikkun of the world. That Hashem kind of knew that the original creation was not going to last. On the creation of the world originally. And the purpose of creation was not for it to be remain in Kiyum. The purpose of creation had to have in it something which was lacking. Because if it didn't have anything lacking, then there's nothing for us to be misakin. If there's nothing for us to be misakin, there's nothing for us to earn. And the fundamental purpose of creation is for us to earn something. And therefore, there had to have been something in creation that was lacking in order to leave mokum for avoida for us to fix it. I thought I prepared this, but I don't know what he's talking about. I look this old.
I'll be honest here.
What?
Yeah,
I'll be honest with you. I looked this. I did prepare on Shabbos. But now I'm not. So we're saying here. I'm going to read the English and then let's see if it comes back to me. I will now begin to describe the process through which the world is rectified. Look, we just spoke out. We have learned that when Hashem first brought into existence the Hashpa, he already intended that it should become destroyed. We just said. The initial intention was not that the hashpah should continue to exist, but that it should be destroyed and allow evil to come so that we can destroy the evil.
Emanations?
That's the hashpah.
Hashpah is?
The hashpah is Hashem's influence to create the world. Look at 83. And 83 explains this. It says, Hashem desired to create a world in which there would exist the right balance of good and evil so that man could have free choice and earn his reward, like we said. In the first phase of creation, the intention was to bring evil into existence by allowing the Hashpah to undergo destruction. So Hashem created the world, the evil would take over a little bit. After that, it was necessary to renew it in such a way that it would have continued existence and bring all created things into existence. So now the evil actually had a much bigger power. The intention was now to distance destruction and evil from the various levels of the first emanation and to allow the good to prevail. We therefore see that the intention of the second phase was the precise opposite of the first phase. Evil, however, was not totally destroyed in the second phase, but contained within its necessary limits. Basically, Hashem created the world right away with a chasaron. Adam HaRishon was supposed to destroy, make that right decision, destroy the evil, and go on with the world. But since Adam HaRishon did not destroy the evil, Hashem had to now make the world in a way that the evil lasts. And now there's a whole 6,000-year process in destroying the evil. So there has to be a constant Kiyum of the Ra, so that there could be a world with Ra.
Kiyum
and
is what?
Sustaining uh-huh. of the evil in the world for 6,000 years, so that we can constantly be fighting it to bring about the Tikkun. Whereas, I didn't understand it to be such a fundamental shift, but he's saying it's a kind of a fundamental shift in how the world works. Okay? Okay, tomorrow we're going to look this over again because it's complicated. But basically, the point is that the world was created with Ra. The Tachlis is to destroy it and bring out the Toif. The question is how we do that. Okay? Definitely more than halfway through the Sefer. But it's...
Which one is the Mishkara at home? Another type?
I have another type, yeah. From Ruben Leuchter. He just put one out. What? Yeah. He just put it out. Pretty new. Such a big dollar. It's brand new. So over there, he kind of gives summaries to each set. I'll look it over again. Okay. Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.